Welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download free app on any electronic device, cell phone, iPhone, laptops, or computers, and search WWGH. One more for you. If you want to call in, be a part of the conversation. We're talking about end times. Where are we today? Are we closer to the end of time, or are we living in the days of Revelation? And if you want to be a part of that conversation, please call 740-383-9944. I have with me today Dacia Wade, who does a lot of studying, and she's very fascinated in the Revelation and in the end of our days according to the Bible, the Word of God. So stay tuned. Get your Bibles out if you would like to. Call friends and neighbors and let them know, hey, they're talking about the last days at WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Now let me share some things with you before I get with my guest today. I need to share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515, or www.logoschristianministries.com. Now, they have an ongoing announcement, and it will be coming up soon, July the 11th, 2020. Free produce market, same address, 582 Lee Street, at the church, Logos Christian Ministries. And that will take, the time for that event will be 12 noon until 2 p.m. Remember, that is July the 11th at 2 p.m. at Logos Christian Ministries. So please mark your calendar, share with other people who you may know of that may be in need of free produce. And thank you very much for doing that, because it is for the public who are in need. I also have Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist LLC, 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. Last but not least, Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company, with 27 years of experience working for you. Location, LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number, 740-262-0939. So you may be out buying a house and you need someone to inspect that property. So remember, Inspect Ohio. Okay, now, a thought for today. Good feelings, and I'm hoping that many of us are experiencing good feelings, even though we are going through the age of COVID-19, coronavirus. We have many protests going on the streets. We have a lot going on in our city, state, country, and the world. Okay, that's why I like doing the end days, okay, because of the catastrophes all over the world that may be happening, floods and tornadoes and hurricanes and mudslides and fires in the forest and all that. So we'll be talking about that in just a moment. The thought for today, titled, Good Feelings. Good feelings for others are like ointments that heal wounds and reestablish friendships and relationships. Good feelings are generated. Believe it or not, you know what? I didn't even write the whole thing down. How dare me? I'm sorry. Just hold on. I'll get the rest of it for you. Woo, I thought I had written all that down. You know, if I could stay focused, you know what I'm saying? How are you on staying focused? Sometimes it is a chore with all the things that are going on in our world today, right? I know that's right. Because I am. Number one. All right, let me start it again. Good feelings. Thought for today. Good feelings for others are like ointments that heal wounds and reestablish friendships and relationships. Good feelings are generated in the mind, are transmitted through your attitude, and are reflected in your eyes and smile. Did you know that? People can tell whether you're in a good mood or not by looking at your eyes or seeing a smile on your face or the lack of one. Smiling opens the heart, and a glance can make miracles happen. Wow. So if you want a miracle to happen, let people see those laughing eyes. I hope that you will be able to use that thought for today and share with someone else. Okay, now let me turn my attention to my guest today, Dacia Wade. Now, how are you today, Dacia?
I'm doing fine. And you?
I'm doing good. It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
Yes. It's hot.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But yes, it is a beautiful day. It's a great day to be alive.
Amen. I agree with you on that. With everything that's going on in our world, we are, Daisy and I had done a show in the past, Cry Loud, Spare Not, Isaiah 58:1. Why are we crying loud, Daisy?
Because of the events that are taking place and because the things are lining up to the end of all things. There's so much going on, and I know none of this stuff is new, but it's new on this scale. On a worldwide scale, mm-hmm. This is a new thing. Like, this pandemic is not just in the United States or two countries. It's all over the world.
Right.
The protests. It's not just in the United States or a couple of countries. It's all over the world.
Right.
And it's just like everything is on a
grand scale, isn't
it? Yes, it's like there's no difference now. You know how there's like, okay, if something happens in Africa, it's not necessarily going to happen over here. But there's no difference between the land. There's no difference between where you live. There's no separation, even with all the oceans and seas. There's no separating from the land right now.
Wow, you know.
Like, it's all connected.
Right,
like,
right.
Like they said before the flood, it was all connected.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is.
Wow.
We have all that water and all that stuff separating us, but the things are going on, like we're
neighbors.
Yes, yes.
Like, we can holler across the street at Russia because they have people over there who are affected by coronavirus or COVID-19, right? And then you're talking about China, Korea, India. You're talking about New England. Every state, every country in the world are affected by COVID-19. Absolutely. You're so right about that. There's it doesn't seem like there's a big difference anymore, like a big expanse of ocean between us.
No.
Wow. That's a good way of looking at it. And why are we sparing not, or not sparing?
Well, we can't spare because there's souls at stake. So the job of a believer is to go ye therefore and teach about the love of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if time is running out, we don't have time to spare. That's why we're not sparing.
Right, right.
We can't spare because time is running out.
Fast. Time is moving so fast.
It's almost July.
I know. And, you know, it seems like at the end of the week and before you bat your eye, it's Thursday again. And you're like, well, what happened to the week? What did I do? You know.
And it's hard to keep up with the days.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Wow. So all these things that we're talking about now, even the scripture or the word of God even says that he would have to shorten the days. And what was the reason of him shortening the days?
Because if he didn't, then even the very elect would be lost.
The very elect. And how can we describe the very elect of God?
The very elect is the people that he chose to put his name there.
And call his own.
And call his own.
Wow, and hope many
those people that are named after him too.
Right.
His name is in their names. Jeremiah. Zephaniah. You know, Isaiah.
Right.
Hosea.
Wow.
His name is in their names.
Hmm. So by that example, you're saying that these are the people who are considered his very elect.
Yes.
Interesting. Very interesting. So what did you come to share with us? We've talked about, you mentioned a flood and how we're living in that day, how things are so closely connected together, and how men were on the same scale, really, you know. And I think, like you said, we're here today also. Because whatever's going on over here is going on all over the world. Even the morality of people or the immorality of people, it's very widespread worldwide.
Yes.
Worldwide.
'Cause, you know, we got hangings going on all over the place, all over this country. And then I seen somewhere there was a black young lady that was pregnant in West Africa that got hung. And I'm like, okay, so now this is on a worldwide scale. So, I don't know. At this point in time, just don't know what to expect next. We just really don't.
No, we don't. And I'm afraid to even say what's next. Because I've always heard that's not a good thing to ask. Because what could come next could blow us away. Are we even able to handle what's going on right now?
No, we're not prepared.
So now they have kind of shifted focus from the marches and the protests back to COVID-19.
Yeah.
Saying that it's even, we have a second round coming and they're trying to prepare for that.
And we're still in the first round.
Wow. So, continue to wear your mask, continue to keep your hand sanitized, and continue to keep your 6 feet apart distance. That is the only defense we have against this COVID-19.
Stay in the house as much as you can.
Yes. No matter how hot it is, right?
Life and death. You know what? Every time we walk out our house, we're facing life or death. We don't know what's outside that door.
No.
Concerning COVID-19, mm-hmm. concerning the police brutality, and you got these people being hung everywhere. Then there was people riding around in Akron, shooting people on the corners and stuff.
Boogaloo.
Yes, you just don't know.
They call themselves the Boogaloo. Boogaloo somebody. Yeah.
In Akron?
Yeah, I saw them. I think they had arrested three of them. And they don't know how many are affiliated with that.
Right, but then that's the thing. We're right here. We're, 2 hours away, an hour and a half away from Akron?
We have a
lot of highway.
I know. And
they could be all over the country. I mean, all over the state right now.
Right.
And, I mean, you could be walking to the store and just, that's your last.
Yes. It's
life or death.
It's frightening. It's very frightening.
Don't go out there unless you have to.
Right.
Let it be life or death to leave the house.
And to think that we have loved ones in that area, and we're not the only ones who have loved ones in those areas, you know. Things are scary. It's really scary. Not that I'm afraid to go outside and do a lot of things, but it's just a scary time, and you can sense it in the atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
In the atmosphere, you can tell something's just not right.
No, it's not. And wow. I see God working on people, though. Working on people, changing them.
Good.
And getting interested in Him, want to be right.
Yes, yes. Right, right. Well, Daniel said, he told Daniel in the last days, knowledge would increase and people will be going to and fro. And he told in the days of Noah, share some of that with us as far as what's going to be happening.
Well, see, that's what I came to share with you guys about the Nephilim.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my
studies.
Yes, that's one of my studies, one of my things that I really love. I'm really interested in it. But yes, like as in the days of Noah, it says that they will be eating and drinking and I'm in Matthew chapter 24, verse 37, for those that are new. But as of the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, my thing with that is eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage or being married, those are the things that God told us to do. Mm-hmm. So he ain't be talking about us. Mm-hmm. When he created Adam and Eve, he took Adam's rib, created Eve, which was their ring. Flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone.
Oh, their ring.
That was
their
ring.
Exchanging of
yes.
ring. Oh, okay. Okay.
They were married.
Right.
Even when we go to the store and buy, they were married.
Right.
That rib.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, was their attachment. So he told them to do what? Be fruitful.
And multiply.
And multiply.
And subdue the earth.
And subdue the earth. So those are those are our instructions.
Mm-hmm.
So why would the world be destroyed because we're doing what he told us to do?
That's a good thought. It's a very good thought.
So it's not that they were eating and drinking and marrying and being given in marriage. The problem is who was eating and drinking
and
marrying and being given in marriage.
So give us what they say. Give us the role.
So in Genesis chapter 6.
Okay.
The days of Noah. So we go back to Genesis chapter 6 to the days of Noah to find this out. In the days of Noah, it says 6:1. Let me get there. Thank you, Jesus.
If you want to ask Stacy any questions, why does she believe what she believed, please call 740-383-9944 at any time. We're waiting on your call. Stacy.
6:1. Genesis 6:1. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. That means that they were beautiful, easy to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And they took themselves wives. Look at that.
The sons of God. Now, who are the sons of God?
The sons of God are angels. The holy beings that's up there supposed to be referencing God and you know, they say they usher him in and they usher him out and they praise before him and bow before him. These things that he created to do just those things, they looked at us and said, ooh. And they left their habitation and came down here and started marrying women.
No, is that the good angels or what?
No, those were the fallen angels. Those were the angels that took side with Satan. Excuse me, that took side with Satan to try to dethrone God.
Oh, okay. Those angels.
They got cast out of heaven.
Okay, those angels.
And when they came down here and had sex with these women, which is, it said the daughters of men. So that means that they were human.
Their daughters were human, right. Okay.
Okay. You got the sons of God, which mm-hmm. means divine.
Right.
Okay, and then you got the daughters of men, which means human.
Right.
Mixing together. And the Lord says, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men. That means that they had sex and had children.
And they
created these cross beings, mm-hmm. these hybrid beings.
Right.
And they're doing this stuff to today. But there's something new about this. They created a seed. They created a bloodline. Now in Genesis chapter 3, it says,
what verse?
Hold on. Verse. Where is it, Lord? Where is
it? What does it reference?
The reference is your seed and my seed.
Okay.
The seed of the woman and the seed of Satan.
Okay.
I know it's chapter 3.
15.
Verse 15, thank you. It says, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. So that means that not only did God...
And he was talking to the serpent.
He was talking to the serpent, which is the devil.
Uh-huh.
So that means that not only was God's people here that he created
right.
on the earth was the seed, Satan had a seed on the earth too.
And he's the one who beguiled Eve
yes.
and persuaded her to eat of the fruit God had yes. commanded them not to eat of.
Yes. So he had a seed on the earth too. At the same time, there was a seed here.
And that's why...
And even if this was speaking in future,
mm-hmm.
because this has happened at the beginning. Now, after the beginning, the angels come down. So God, but God knows the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning. So with that being said, he's saying right here that, yeah, you're going to have a seed in the earth. And it's not going anywhere. So even though that the fallen angels was destroyed and chained and in the flood and everything, the seed didn't go anywhere. The seed is still here and it's going to be here until the end of time. That's the war.
Because it says in verse 4, what? There were giants in the earth in those days and also after that.
Uh-huh.
When the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil. Continually.
Constantly. Even though it says continually, but that means constantly. That means you're waking up thinking evil. You're going to bed thinking evil.
Thinking evil all day long.
You even trying to praise God, thinking evil.
Wow.
Because we don't have, I mean, we come in the world like this. But then I remember studying this before,
mm-hmm.
and the Lord told me, well, this is why we all have to be born again.
Because of Satan's seed.
Because of Satan's, we don't know if we didn't mix with Satan's seed. We wow. don't know if Satan's seed been mixed with us. I mean, we have been through, I mean... Us people of color, we've been through slavery. We've been raped. We've been this and that and had all these different kind of babies. And we come out 10 different colors ourselves. We don't know what we have mixed with in our throughout our generations. Our whole history is lost.
Right.
How do we know what's in our bloodline?
We don't know. But I don't want to think that, you know, but we don't know. None of us know as... No matter what color you are.
We don't.
No matter what country you live in.
We know
or come
that seed
from.
Is here. And we know this. We don't know who it, what it is. We don't know who it is.
Right, so you must be born again by the Spirit of God, by receiving Him as your Lord and Savior from sin and dedicating your life, surrendering your life to Him, that He will live. His
and
life
be rule over
him.
Your life.
Yes, ruler.
So, yes, so this seed is still in the earth.
Wow. All right, then. So let us move on. So what did God do because the seed was in the earth?
Well, he came with the flood and destroyed everything. And when he destroyed everything, he saved eight souls.
It was
Noah and his wife, his three sons, and their three wives. And he repopulated the earth with them and two or two of each animal from that. And guess what? Even after he destroyed everything brand new. The water stayed on the earth for, I think, over a year. I was just reading in Jasher. They come on up out that ark. And guess what? Satan's seed was still.
And you also have to understand that it's a spirit.
Still right there.
It's a spirit. I mean, the devil is a spirit. God is a spirit, you know.
That's what I was saying, divine.
Right.
Okay? The sons of God is divine.
Right. So, cry loud, spare not. Are we there yet? in the last days. And you're telling us that what was in the beginning will be in the end.
History repeats itself. There's nothing new under the sun, according to scripture. Nothing new.
True.
But you have to know where you were to know where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Now he said, now this is going to repeat itself, because he's saying, you want a sign? Well, remember the days of Noah. Look at what was going on.
Right.
He ain't talking about us eating and drinking and marrying, because we was created to do that.
Right. And repopulate populate the earth.
He even went, before he put Adam on the earth, what'd he do? He made the trees bearing fruit.
Right. And the animals are bearing their fruit after their kind.
So he made this for us to do. Then he said, oh, well, let me put this man here so he can enjoy all of this.
Right. Beautiful. I know it was just breathtakingly beautiful.
So no, it's not us marrying. It ain't us at all.
So you're saying this is the seed of Satan, and that they have deposited seed all over the world and still alive.
Yes. And they're hiding under certain names.
Hmm.
Edom is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
The daughter of Babylon is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
The dukes is one of them. Idumea is one of them. And Shittim, or Kittim, however you say that, is one of them.
Shittim. Skittim. Skittim. They pronounce that H as a K. Yeah.
Skittim.
Yeah, I heard that guy say it on YouTube last night.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Skittim, which is Greece.
Hmm.
Okay. So you know how
the Greek Lord mythology.
Said, yes. Look at all this stuff.
Wow.
And they have all those different gods and Zeus and, you know, they're over the, look at all the fraternities. That's what they worship.
So, we're crying loud and sparing none, and we're asking people to be careful who they entertain, right?
Because you may be entertaining angels and unawares.
Wow. You know, that's very profound word that's coming today from the Word of God, that here we are in the last days. And I think everyone agrees with that, because they say right now the Bible is selling so rapidly, and even more so than ever before. People want Bibles. People want to know what's going on. People are afraid. People are trying to get their lives together, repenting and you know, just getting themselves together, because who wants to be lost? I don't want to be lost. I do not want to be lost. And I don't want to get caught up into these things that are coming. But when I think about where we are as far as the church is concerned, and the power that the church is supposed to have now, aren't we supposed to be fighting against these entities, these spirits, as being the church?
If that's your job.
That is the church's job, isn't it?
I don't know if everybody has the same job in the church.
Well, the gifts are supposed to be in every church, I thought. The gifts of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how many people are in that church, I believe they're supposed to have those gifts.
I believe that those gifts are spread throughout a building. I do believe that.
Right.
But everybody in that one church don't do the same thing.
Of course not.
That's what I was saying. So even though us being the body of Christ, being the church, it's not everybody's job to see that and notice that and see it and rebuke it and knock it down. It's not everybody's job to do it.
But what about a church coming together and praying against the same thing on one accord?
Well, that's almost the same, too.
There's power in that, right?
Yes, there is power in it.
And I did want to talk to you about this just for a moment, because you asked me last night, you said, well, aren't you going to stay up to watch the ring around the moon? Remember you asked me that last night? I'm thinking, what ring around the moon? What's going on? So explain some of that.
Well, it was, I seen it. It was a little thing that came up on my phone that said that this ring was supposed to be going around the moon. And I guess it's some type of phenomena. I had not even necessarily read the article, though. Mm-hmm. I haven't had time to. But the ring was around the moon, and I guess it's some, last night, I guess a whole bunch of witches was supposed to go out and be doing these chants last night with this ring being around the moon, but around the moon. So I don't know what all that is. It could be satanic. It almost makes me think of
well, witches are satanic.
Well, I'm talking about the ring too.
Oh,
it makes me think of Planet X too. You know how they were saying Planet X supposed to be getting close,
oh,
and
yeah,
these things is going to happen. So I was thinking, oh, is that this?
Right.
So I mean, I really don't know too much about it, and I haven't heard anything spiritually yet, so I can't really profound on it. But I'm pretty sure you guys out there have seen something or heard something about that ring that was supposed to be around the moon last night. And no, I didn't stay up to watch it either.
You didn't? So you missed it too.
I went to bed.
Shoot, I know I did too. And maybe some people knew about that. I know that there was some prayer going on throughout the city against whatever they may have been
planning
and professing and you know, putting those words out into the atmosphere, because, you know, right now things seem to be bad enough. I don't think we need any help, you know, not unless they're calling down, just like you're here to share with us today about Nephilim. You know, maybe they're helping to call them down. Maybe they're trying to help them manifest themselves a little sooner.
I was going to say, because
a lot of people don't believe in
Lord,
that, but...
But the Lord says Satan can't cast out Satan, so they ain't out there doing no good if they witches.
True, true. That's true. But then you're talking about the Nephilim, so explain that to us.
Explain the Nephilim?
Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about.
Well, the Nephilim is a crossbreed or a hybrid of human and divine angel.
And they're giants too, right?
They are giants, or were giants, but you know, before they were like 21 feet tall, 30 feet tall. And then by the time we got to David, it was 9 foot tall.
And 13. I think that last
around
one he 13, fought was
13 feet tall. So you see, these are shortening with time.
Mm-hmm.
So they could be somebody 5 foot tall right now.
Well, they have a basketball player, I think, from China, and I think he's about 8 feet. So it's sort of like there's one out every, you know, every now and then you may see one, a person. I'm not saying that he's a Nephilim, you know what I'm saying, but I'm
or
just
might
saying
have that seed.
Right, I'm just saying basketball players, they used to top off like 6 feet, 6'5", but now they're topping off at 7 foot.
8 foot.
Now, yeah, on the way to 8 foot, 7'5",
well,
7'6".
Well, and that takes you back to closer to what? The days of Noah.
Yeah. Because we're actually seeing men getting taller.
It's taking you closer to what he's saying. This is getting ready to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And when you want to know those times, look at this.
Right.
I ain't talking about y'all drinking and marrying. I'm talking about them marrying y'all.
You know what? That's something else. That's scary.
My creation.
Because back here in Noah's day, it says, let me get that. When it's talking about them being with the
daughters
of men, and they bear children.
6 and 4.
Of all they chose. Okay, here it is, verse 2. And the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. They chose the women they want. I want you, and you're going with me. I'm taking you. So, I mean...
Well, I mean, how are you going to tell a divine being no?
I don't know. You know what? I do not know.
Besides rebuking it in the name of Jesus. I mean, how do you tell a divine being no?
And, you know, it also says that Satan can present himself as an angel of light. So you might not even know it's a divine being.
And you might not, because, you know, not only did they do that according to the book of Enoch, they came down here to show them how to make jewelry. They showed them how to make oils. They showed them how to make powders. They showed them how to make makeup. They showed them how to adorn their eyes. They showed them how to make weapons. They showed them how to do this. So they might have just thought that they were helping them out.
Isn't that something to think that? The sons of God, or Satan, the seed of Satan, is the one who showed men how to shape and fashion and make weaponry, and the women
how to kill themselves.
Oh,
because he don't want us here. He's jealous of us. His plan is for us to all. His plan is to ultimately give God no reason to come back. If we all gone and we didn't all serve him and fell down and bowed down to him, who he coming back for? See, his goal is to make God a liar. Because God said, I'm going to go prepare a place for you.
Right.
And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'm coming back to receive you again unto myself. But if we all out here and we doing this and we worshiping him and we all lost, who we coming to get?
Me. He's coming to get me. I'm not going that way. I have no intentions of being lost. Oh, my. You know, today is the day to seek God with all your heart. Those of you who may be listening and who may not know who the Anointed One is, Yeshua, Jesus, Yah, might not know who he is. Yah mean God. You might not know. And you may want to know. And I tell you what, it's time to know. Time is getting shorter and shorter each and every day.
And God is not hard to reach.
No.
He's right there. I know they say that the space is like so many billion light years away, and then you got this other heaven on top of that, and they've been trying to travel it. They've been trying to find God ever since they built the Tower of Babel. Okay, so they've been getting up there trying to go find him and all this stuff. So they're saying that God got to be millions and billions and billions of light years away from us. But God is right here. God is in the same room with you. He said he was a light that lit every man's way into the world. So God is inside of you. You ain't got to go nowhere to look for God. All you got to do is speak and expect the answer. Because he will receive you and he will answer you. And he will wrap you under his bosom and lead you and guide you into his ways. If you just trust and believe in him and ask him to come into your life and be ruler master. Over your life, Lord. Be your master,
owner,
and he will do it. He died on that cross for every last one of us, hoping that none would be lost. But we got to turn away from the enemy. We got to shun evil like Job. When you see it, run the other direction. Because it's a trap. And it's a trap to keep you away from the Most High God. Because he know his judgment is reserved. But God is willing to judge you now and forgive you right now. In the name of Jesus, he is.
That is so powerful. That is so powerful, what you just said. That God is right here, right now, with his arms outstretched and saying, will you come? Will you come and be my child? Will you come?
He's not far away.
No, he's not far away. And if you believe the things that Dacia was sharing with you about how close God is and how he can become your Lord, your God, and your Savior, if you believe, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. If you believe that. And we thank God for you. Because we believe what we've been talking about. We believe that God is. And he is a rewarder to those that diligently
seek him.
Now, he also says, redeem the time. Because the days are evil. So be careful how we spend our time.
He also says, seek me while I may be found.
Seek me while I may be found.
That means he going to be out the way and you can't get him.
Well, he says, my spirit will not always
strive
with man.
But he's saying he going to be gone. Well, you ain't going to be able to get him. We don't want that door to close. But you know what? The signs is, if that Antichrist ends up revealed, it's too late. Because he who lets is moved out the way. That's what it says.
And that spirit of Antichrist is already in the land and was in the land even when Paul of the Scriptures, New Testament, talked about him. The spirit of Antichrist was already in the land. That means anti-God. Right?
Amen.
They're against God. They're against God's laws, commandments, and statutes. They are against those. But aren't you glad that Jesus died and that he accomplished all that we could not accomplish? Wow. Just think that if we had to die for our sins, we'd still be messed up because we're not perfect.
Because we would have got right back up sinning.
Right. We're not perfect. But he is.
Yes, he is.
He is. He is perfect. And he was the only candidate that could do that. Not us. God forbid us. Oh. And I think about even myself and how I struggle to do what's right. And I'm only righteous because God says I'm righteous. Not because of anything that I've done. And not because of anything that you've done. You're no more than I, and I'm no more than you. I'm no less than you, and you're no less than me. We all came here the same way, and that is through God himself. That's how we came. We shall also die the same way. We got to go through the same person who brought us here. When we go out and give up our last breath, we got to go out through him also.
Amen.
Got to go out through him.
He said he was the door.
But I do want to share this also while Daisy was talking about Nephilim. Skywatch. You can find that on one of the Christian channels. I have DirecTV and I tape it. And also Prophecy 101. That is also on YouTube. But they are watchmen. And they are watching for sightings like UFOs and we call them unidentified flying objects. But they really believe that they can identify them. And there was a spotting, I think it was last week or week before last, and they had it on TV. It looked like a dot from where I could see it. But they said it was a sighting and it was in our atmosphere. So we're not just talking about these things out of the top of our heads and there's no information to support it. There is. There's information out there to support it. Gary Stearman, he's one of the gentlemen. He's on the Prophecy 101. And that's all they talk about. These things are happening. These things are real and they may not sound real. And just like the witches was having that, whatever they were doing on Sunday, they did that.
Well, you know.
There are witches. There are warlocks.
Oh, I know.
But some people don't believe that.
They carry a spirit
on
them.
Some people don't believe that. So when it comes down to praying, we got a lot to pray for, those of us who do believe.
Number one, pray for discernment.
Yes. That's number one in wisdom.
Pray for discernment and wisdom and when to speak and when not to speak. That's
true.
What we need to pray for.
True.
Pray for discernment.
Yes, absolutely.
Because you know what? If you ain't got that, you ain't going to never believe it. It don't make it not true.
That's true. That's true.
If you can't discern between good and evil, you ain't going to never see it. But it don't make it not true.
Right. Right. Because there is a difference between good and evil.
Yes, it is.
Hot
you
and cold.
You have to be able to discern it.
Yes, absolutely.
You can only discern it if you have the Spirit of God living in you, because that's what's good. Test the Spirit by the Spirit. What Spirit? God's Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Wow. Believe it or not, it's sort of like we're living in outer limits. We got not only deal with the people on earth, now we got to deal with entities in space and coming.
They coming anyway. You know, the Lord said the stars was going to fall.
Sure did.
And the last day, them the Nephilim, that's out of darkness. That's where they at. The stars, they coming. We just don't know when. You know what? They come up one by one. You see all them things? They come about to hit the earth, the meteors and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's them.
Oh, wow.
That's them.
So get all of God that you can get. That's all I can say. Get all of God that you can get. Daisy, thank you.
Thank you for inviting me.
It was so profound and so exhilarating to and kind of scary to hear some of the things that are coming on the earth and that are on the earth and that we are living in the last days. And we are not the only ones who are talking about this.
They're here.
You know, it's all on YouTube. It's all on TV. And the aliens, that comes on every weekend, Friday night, you know. But here we are, people. I believe we are there yet. I believe we are there.
We are at the days of Noah.
Yeah.
They're here.
I believe we are in the last of the last days. You've been listening to Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Again, the name of my program is called A Voice of a People. Thank you so much for your time. Tune in tomorrow, same time. Till next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place.